By the end of the year, Seattle expects to equip a dozen officers with body cameras. Now, if all goes well, the city may invest about $400,000 to outfit the entire police force. But in Pullman, home of Washington State University, they've already equipped their entire police force. For 18 months, each officer has worn a camera that records all stops and interactions. Gary Jenkins is Pullman's police chief. He told Marcy Silma that cameras allow the police to have a fuller picture of interactions with the public.
We had in-car cameras, and, you know, that was good for a lot of situations like drunk driving and incidents that would happen, you know, near the car, particularly near the front windshield of the car. But once officers went beyond that, we didn't have the same type of evidence for criminal cases or for other uses that we would have with the in-car cameras.
I'm assuming that these cameras are running the entire time an officer is out on patrol. Is that true, or are they only turned on when there's some sort of interaction with somebody?
They're not left running the whole time. Right now, at least the state-of-the-art of the equipment we have, we would not be able to make it through a shift on a battery.
Okay.
In our policy, we direct our officers of situations that they must turn the video on, and essentially it's any type of an enforcement contact or a contact that becomes adversarial. And really what we're finding is that most contacts that our officers have while they're on patrol, they're recording. You know, they're finding it helpful that if they're ended up having to write a report, that they can go back and review the video and they are able to write a much more detailed and accurate report. And then also if a situation does become adversarial, they feel protected that we'll be able to view the video and determine exactly what the officer's actions are and not have to rely on just statements from people that we don't know how truthful those statements are.
So in other words, you have hard proof because you've got a video of what happened.
Exactly.
Chief, can you explain for our listeners, where exactly is this camera on the officer's body?
So the particular cameras that we're using can be worn in a number of different places. And it can be worn on an epaulet on a shirt. It can be worn on a collar of a shirt, on a baseball cap, on sunglasses or prescription glasses, or just some glasses with clear frames. And what we're finding that when it's worn in one of the head mounts and it's close to the officer's eye level, it moves when the officer's head moves, and it's as close as we can get to seeing really what the officer is seeing.
Huh. So it's not a secret to anybody who's looking at the officer. They know there's a camera there.
Exactly, and we don't want it to be a secret. You know, in Washington, of course, it's a two-party consent state, and so we're in situations many times that we're having to notify someone that they're being recorded, and there's actually times when we notice there is a behavior change in the people that we're dealing with when they do know they're being recorded.
How does the behavior change?
Well, first of all, I'll say that, you know, being in a college community, a lot of the people we're dealing with many times were responding to incidents that are alcohol-fueled or alcohol-based. And a lot of times in those situations, I don't know that the cameras necessarily make that much of a difference, because when people are to a certain level of intoxication, I don't think it really matters. But there's other times that I think our officers have seen that they've come in contact with someone and they might be maybe a little bit belligerent to the officer or using profanity and those types of things. And when they realize that all their actions are being recorded, then their conduct seems to change for the better.
What kind of reaction have you had from the citizens of Pullman?
So far, I have not had any negative comments come back to me from the public. Everything that I've heard so far has been supportive. Because I think there's a desire to eliminate when there's distrust of the police, and I think this helps provide another level of transparency. And, you know, from the police officer's side, too, it provides some protection for them from unfounded or baseless complaints.
Is anybody ever upset that they haven't been recorded?
You know, I haven't heard anything like that yet, but, I guess... At this point now that we're using the cameras, and there's a high expectation now that nearly everything we do now is going to be on camera, you know, sometimes the devices will fail, or sometimes an officer will forget to turn it on, or sometimes it's inadvertently turned off. And so far this hasn't been a big issue for us, but, you know, I dread the time that we have some major incident that isn't captured on camera for whatever reason, and there might be the appearance that that was done intentionally, where, you know, more than likely it was not intentional.
I'm talking with Pullman Chief of Police Gary Jenkins. And Chief, we hear about various municipalities that are trying out cameras. For example, Seattle expects to maybe have a dozen officers with cameras. In Seattle, the police are working out whether videos can go online almost immediately. How do you decide when or if you're going to release a video?
Well, we just apply the same standards that we do to any other type of public records request. You know, there's a number of exemptions about releasing any type of documents or material that the public asks for. If we have an active investigation, of course, we're going to hold on to that evidence until that investigation is completed. And there's some other privacy concerns that we have to look at. And, you know, we're finding that with the videos. I mean, there's times that we're contacting people and we're obtaining some personal information about them, or they're involved in a situation that maybe would demand some privacy rights. And so it makes it pretty complicated to determine if you're just going to wholesale make those videos available. That's going to be a difficult task, to be able to go through all of those videos and redact what you need to redact.
What happens when the video is not used in the course of an investigation? What do you do with it?
We have it set on the standard time for video, that we must retain it is a minimum of 90 days, and I think we have ours set on a 100-day schedule. And so when an officer uploads their video, if they don't identify it as being involved in a criminal investigation or is being held for another reason, for a potential complaint or some use of force or an injury to someone, then all the rest of those videos are set at a 100-day deletion, and then after 100 days, they're automatically deleted.
As a chief of a force, would you recommend this technology to other police departments around the country?
Absolutely. I don't think it's a matter of if for a department. I think it's just a matter of when. And in my mind, the sooner the better. I think it provides... we're able to provide a better service to the public, and it provides protection to our officers, and it also improves our level of transparency within the community.
And so at this point, your officers are on board with that as well?
They are. In fact, there's a professor at Washington State University who got involved with us before we implemented this project, and is currently doing research on for the officer's perspective on the implementation of body-worn cameras. He's found that, you know, some of the officers that were just dead set against the cameras at first have just done a 180 turnaround and are totally proponents of the cameras.
Chief Jenkins, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
That's Gary Jenkins, Chief of Police in Pullman, Washington, speaking to Marcy Silman. The entire police force in Pullman wears body cameras, and by the end of this year, the Seattle Police Department will equip about a dozen officers with body cameras. This is The Record on KUOW.